Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the program director of Guthrie Center Main Street, Dana Buster. We're going to be talking about a few different topics today, but primarily the Smithsonian exhibit, which is going to be coming to town in just a few short months, and we're all getting ready for that. Dana, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys just released the schedule of all the upcoming events for the rest of 2018. Of course, the details will be planned out as we get closer to each one. Want to just touch briefly on the Smithsonian exhibit. Any new developments in that? Any new special guests or any information you just want to get out there to remind the residents of Guthrie Center and Guthrie County?
Yes, we are going to have special guests most of the Saturdays that the exhibit is here. The Smithsonian exhibit is hometown teams is the theme, and so it has a lot of sports memorabilia and things like that. It's going to be held here at the library, and that is happening June 23rd through August 5th here in Guthrie Center.
Yeah, fabulous. So listen to more Let's Talk Guthrie Counties on that. We'll have a special one for you in the coming few days, so pay attention to our program. But want to talk specifically about a couple of other events. We got the 50115 Fest that's going to be happening this June in Guthrie Center, and some things are starting to come together on that. So Dana, why don't you tell us all about that?
Yeah, so this summer we have a few things going on, and one of the first things that we do every year is our 50115 Fest here in the downtown, on the streets of downtown. And this year we're going to have a lot of things. We're going to do some really fun new inflatables for the kids, and we're also going to plan out some carnival games. We have a rock wall and laser tag, a cupcake walk. The fire department here is going to bring a fire truck so that the kids can check that out and visit with the firemen. We're also going to have a clown that's doing balloon animals, face painting, food trucks. We're going to do bingo during the day. And then at night, we're going to have a couple of bands playing outside, and then we're going to have while the bands are playing, we're going to do some outdoor games. We're going to have a little bags, kind of a casual bags tournament. It's kind of more of an outdoor party, neighborhood party kind of theme this year for the nighttime portion. And then for the kids at night, we're actually going to combine our outdoor movie series and do our movie this year, our first movie, during 50115 Fest. It just happened to land that way. We try to do all of our events now on the second Saturday of the month so that everybody can kind of keep track of them really easily. So our first movie night will be that night, and we're going to show Ferdinand, and so we're really excited about that. So we'll have that going on. And then throughout the summer, we're going to have other movie nights, two more movie nights, one in July and one in August. And so we're really excited about those for the summertime and for the kids when they're out of school and looking for something to do.
Well, I got to tell you, there's going to be some things to do here in Guthrie Center. So if you've been bored previous summers before around the area, you're not going to be bored this summer. I can guarantee you that. There's going to be something for you to get involved in. And Dana, all these events, they don't happen without the generous support of donors and of generous gifts from the community. And segueing into that, you've got a membership drive coming up, but also a kind of a donation drive to help out Guthrie Center Main Street. Why don't you talk about that program?
Sure. So the Main Street Guthrie Center program is all funded by private donations. So this time of year is really important for us. We just sent out all of our donation letters, and so everyone should be seeing those in the mail. You can also donate to help support the program online on our website or on our Facebook page electronically, or drop off a donation here at the office. We're looking at 403 State here in Guthrie Center. So it's just really important because all of these events do take, you know, money to make happen and bring to the public. And we want to keep people active in our downtown and shopping the downtown district and just keeping things alive down here. In addition to our regular donation drive, we are going to be having, we talked a little bit about the Smithsonian exhibit earlier, and that, of course, is a very big undertaking, but also just a big program for us. And so they will be having a Jeopardy fundraiser, family, it's sports themed, up at Incredible, and that's going to be happening on April 28th. And so you can get your teams together, teams of up to four, come out and see if you can win the main prize, which I think is like $101. And they're going to be doing that later this month.
Yeah, absolutely. All kinds of great things. And you'll be hearing some more special announcements on that as the weeks come alive. I'm really excited to be a part of that, but I won't say how until you hear that interview there on Let's Talk Guthrie County. So, Dana, anything else going on in Guthrie Center that residents or Guthrie County listeners or Raccoon Valley Radio listeners should be aware of?
I don't have anything right now, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, absolutely. All kinds of great things there. Once again, that's the program director for Guthrie Center Main Street, Dana Buster, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Be sure to tune in to Raccoon Valley Radio. As we get closer to the Smithsonian exhibit, we'll bring you all of the updates as the big exhibit comes to town. Dana, as always, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, James.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.